Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, welcome to all the best listeners in the world. That would be you. Yes, feeling the love through the airwaves. You are awesome. And thank you for being part of the show, whether you're a regular listener or a new listener. We're up to about 23,000 listeners, so you are appreciated and you are keeping the show going and growing. And that's why I'm able to bring you great guests like Kelly Knull today, who's going to really help us take our best inward journey. She is a real dynamo. You're going to enjoy her so much. I was all jazzed just talking to her before we went on air, and I wanted to make sure that you had the number to call in and speak with her live if you have some questions about your soul purpose. 347-637-1318, and you press #1, and that'll put you through the switchboard. Also, people are interested in getting the actual monthly updates because we have so many guests. If you go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, on the right you'll see a Motivation Monthly newsletter. It's in a little green box. Your privacy is of the utmost. Put your email address in there, and at the top of the month, you'll get a list of all our great guests. And if you want BTR to send them to you, just mark us as a favorite and follow us, and they'll send you the worry-free automatic updates. Oh, so there, I've got the housekeeping details out of the way. Well, let me tell you about Kelly. At a very young age, Kelly Knull had a near-death experience that left her highly intuitive and conscious of the innate wisdom we all hold within us. She now helps others tap into their own innate wisdom and live life from a place of love instead of fear. Okay, who doesn't want that? Hello, I am like raising my hand. Kelly guides individuals on an inward journey to access and instantaneously clear all that no longer serves them from their past. She simultaneously shows how to gracefully and easily connect to the infinitely wise being that you really are so you can live out your fullest potential and life's true purpose now. Okay, that sounds tasty too. Kelly's life's work has never wavered since her childhood. She's been empowering thousands of people across the country and worldwide to remember that they already are someone magnificent, capable of turning into their own innate life's purpose, wisdom, and intuition. An Inward Journey, A Guide to Living Your Best Life, is a book that she's recently written to assist you in calling your power back, getting aligned with your soul's purpose from struggle into a new paradigm where your life is filled with joy, love, and ease. And it is my pleasure and privilege to welcome Kelly to the show today. We are so excited about having you on as a guest, Kelly. How are you?
Yay! I'm awesome. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, dear, for that great intro.
Well, listen, I could have probably read a lot more, but we have to get on with the, letting people speak to you and having you share your shine because you've done so many exciting things. And I'm just fascinated by your story and what you're doing. And as we were talking before the show, you know, so many people I've spoken with who've had these near-death experiences. It's really opened up, a whole new world, a whole new dimension. And, you know, the activity and the ability and the gifts from that point are absolutely overwhelming. And certainly you have just been avalanched with blessings in this area from all of the people and testimonials that you've helped. I have a lot of questions, and people have written in some questions as well, but I just want to make sure that people understand that your book, The Inward Journey, really complements all of your work. But for those who haven't had a chance to read it or want to get it, you know, is there a formula maybe? Is is there an inward journey formula, Kelly, that we can expect in the book, or do you want to share a little bit about your own inward journey and how this book will help somebody else on theirs?
Yeah, I can do all the above. So let me just say that, yes, what a great gift it was for me at 6 weeks of age to have my own near-death experience. And I like to just tell a little tidbit on that because it makes it just related. It can relate to all of you guys, everyone on the planet, really. So it was kind of a little joke I made up that I came down to Earth and I was like, whoa, it's two deads down there. What's going on? It's foreign, you know? So kind of had my near-death experience, went back up to the ethers, if you will, to the divine realm of love, and said, okay, you know, I'll go back down, but can you take these veils off? Can you take this density off? Can you help me live in the Ferrari of my life, if you will? And so I kind of came back to Earth, and it was like, voila, here I am, totally healthy and totally ready to assist the world in remembering their love and their light. Well, at the age of about 4, I remember shutting my eyes right when I woke up. I would hear my mom yelling, everyone, because there was 4 of us siblings, you know, get up, time to get up for school. And I would sit there while all my siblings ran off to get breakfast, and I would shut my eyes, and I would want to get all the thoughts out of my head. And I would just sit there and breathe. And what I was doing is staying in tune with the connection that I always knew I had. But what many are not aware of is that moment in time of transition between sleeping and waking, and how powerful it is to just be conscious in that window to keep that, like, aliveness, that Ferrari of life. And what I mean by that Ferrari of life is that when we go to sleep and we are jolted up by an alarm clock or a parent waking us up as a child or a child waking us up as a parent, whatever it may be, we miss this mark of consciously staying in the magnificence of who we really always are. And an inward journey is all about, you can make it simple or more profoundly complex, but the simplicity of it is, when you allow yourself to drop inward into your heart, into that moment right in between waking up and before you even put your feet on the floor, it's the transitional point of the inward journey where you're saying, you know what, I'm in a magnificent being on this planet. And so just because I, as Kelly, had a near-death experience that reminded me of this at really 6 weeks of age, what I'm here to do for everyone and in my book and all the techniques and all the tools in the book is really as simple as this. You are here as a magnificent being yourself. You just kept the density and the veils on out of life choice, and it's all beautiful. And in a way, everyone's been driving around in kind of like a Pinto or a gremlin, you know, kind of like, okay, I'm kind of driving around in this thing that's dense for me. It's not working as well as I want things to work. So an inward journey is about reconnecting to your heart, especially in that transitional point when you are waking up into this reality from your dream time and you're realizing consciously, this is a brand new day, and I want to be my most magnificent divine self in this brand new day. Mm. So that's a good start of describing it.
Yeah, and you know, it really, I just love the energy. I'm hearing it through the phone wires. I'm sure everybody else is feeling it as well, but it's all something that's really positive, something that's exciting, it's new, it makes life our own discovery channel, very, very, you know, a great adventure. But, you know, what I hear you saying is that we are really here, the connotations behind everything is that we are not an accident, that we are here for a specific reason, in this time and place to do something really special that nobody else can do. And to let go of that comparison compare and despair syndrome and really dump those demons of doubt and embrace what it is that we're supposed to share and that inward journey to discover us and what we are supposed to contribute will really fade away all of those things about, you know, the other people, places, and things around us. I'm very inspired by your confident clarity in your communication, and I know that others are feeling the same way. So maybe we could have you share a few of the most important tools that we can look forward to receiving by connecting with our true self to get to that heart energy, I think, as you call it. Because, you know, everybody wants to be happy, and following your inward journey is going to help us be happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, so basically one of the first tools is kind of already been presented in the idea that right when you wake up, you simply can sit up. And I say sit up because sometimes people do remember their dreams and they're a little groggy and laying down kind of, you transition into all these worlds, if you will. It's kind of like you're in and out of sleep. So when you can sit up and you can take three deep breaths, and in each breath, you're imagining your mind is dropping into your heart. Like, it's almost like the mind is like, you know what? I've been really busy all yesterday, all night long. I'm busy. And I know that on autopilot, I'm usually going to be really busy again today. But when you can catch it in that brief, exact moment and go, hey, mind, I love you so much and you have worked really hard. But for today, I don't really need you to be working so hard. We call it the monkey mind because it's like, you know, you don't have to be all over the place. Let me drop you into an energy field of my heart that is so filled with support and love and comfort and ease. And the mind's like, whoa, I'm saying yes to that. Where do I go? Where do I sign up? So when you take your three deep breaths in the morning, you can shut your eyes and you can imagine like an elevator going down into your heart, your mind going into your heart. And you can add mantras, which are just statements of declaration of where you're choosing to put your focus. So you can say, I am consciously creating my reality. I am so grateful that today is going to be so magnificent. I am resting my mind into the expansion of my heart. So simply starting your morning off with that easy technique allows you to actually do something much greater than what the exercise implies. And what that is you're doing what I did when I was a little girl. You see, with my near-death experience, I knew that there was no disconnect in any moment between who I really am and the universal sort of superhero of who I can be and the divine universe that's always around me. But what I noticed was that there was a reality in the world being played out that was not in alignment with what I knew was possible. And the way I was able to articulate it back then was, I see people choosing fear over love, and I don't understand why they're choosing fear over love. So I started to show people at a very early age, by me just doing it myself, how to drop the mind into the heart, where all the expansion of love and light always resides and is untouched by any of your life's experiences. Very key awareness right there. If my heart is untouched by any of my life's experiences, that means it's still pure and beautiful and radiant. So I want to wake up in the very moment, drop my mind into my purest essence. And then what you can do once you drop it into your heart is you can imagine a huge catalytic golden light coming and filling your whole body. And then it can fill your room, your home, your city, the state, the country, the whole universe. And you're saying, without verbally saying it, you're really setting the intention. you know what? I know that I am so much more than I've allowed myself to see myself to be, because I've been playing in a reality based in fear and lack and limitation, judgment and conclusion. And that's my pinto. That's my gremlin. You know, that's the world that I was told to live in. But, you know, if I just do the simple morning routine of dropping my heart or my mind into my heart to the part of me that remembers that I'm so much more, then you guys, what you're going to have is not just an inward journey, but you're going to start having an outward experience of being your total divine, magnificent self. And everyone on the planet is ready to remember this. But what's so great is that it's still your own customized, unique journey to get there. And so what I am here to be of assistance with any tools that I'm about, or even just listening today, is an energetic embedding of love and light. I speak in a way of the highest love and light. So everyone listening gets an activation in their heart to go, yeah, remember? Do you remember? Remember who we are? Remember how magical we are? Remember? And then what will happen is when you consciously say, yes, I'm choosing to put my feet on the ground this morning after my three breaths and my mantra, to walk in the world and say yes to all of who I am, universe, world, show me what this is. So this is the second tool. It's basically putting your feet on the ground and saying, I'm walking in the world as the most magnificent me. Show me my own presence. Show me my own magnificence. And as you walk in your day, you become conscious of the greatness of who you are. And as you do, you get to realize that yesterday, you probably weren't as conscious. And yesterday, you probably were living in a world with the blinders on, going and reacting to the judgments, and the reaction that happens with judgments is usually dumbing yourself down. And so today you get to say, whoa, none of that. I'm driving the Ferrari of my life. I'm going to be this expanded self. I have no idea how to be this, but if I just set my intention to be this, I know that the who I really am, the expanded higher self of me, it's going to guide the way, and all I have to do is remain present in my heart and follow each step that guides me throughout my day. And I'll give you the third tool there. Anything that is a lie feels heavy. Anything that's the truth feels light. So when you step in your day and you allow yourself to check in your heart, does this action feel heavy to me? Yeah, feels kind of heavy. Okay, I should choose something that feels a little bit lighter. I should choose something for me. And then you move the trajectory of your life in just an instant by deciding, you know what, it feels a little lighter for me to go out to lunch instead of sit in my cubicle and eat my lunch and hibernate. It feels a little bit lighter for me to get out in nature today instead of sitting inside all day. It feels a little bit lighter for me to cancel an appointment with someone because I really need some me time. You see, so it's just looking daily at first the three breaths of air that have the intention, because you're saying, I'm staying connected to the magnificence of who I am. I'm putting my feet on the ground and I'm choosing to walk in the world with my magnificent self. And hey, universe, support me here. Show me. And as I go throughout my day, whatever feels light, that's going to be my intuition guiding me in that path.
Wow, you have just said so many things. It's good, Kelly, that this can be downloaded to your mobile device to recycle the mind vitamins and tips and tools, because you've said so much, and it's all so important, and it's all so powerful. So You know, I just wanted to pause for a second because I don't know, as I was listening to, all I could think of was Edgar Cayce, you know, and all of the great work and the, I mean, numerous books that he was talking about. And he was in that state of, like you were mentioning right before you come out of sleep and you're in that place first thing in the morning, and how he was really able to tap into so many things. And I know for somebody that spoke a lot about the future, he lived very much in the present moment. And I really think that first impression we give to other people or other people give to us, you're almost saying, hey, get in touch with your own first impression of yourself, you know, first thing in the morning. Take those deep breaths, get connected, get that grounding and the support of everything around you and that feeling of light versus heaviness. And I don't think we really use our brain to full capacity. And I know it wouldn't be me that would be saying it. You know, people like Albert Einstein have said that we only use so little of our brain and ourselves, and we really have no idea, you know, how great things can be. But letting go is sometimes much harder for a lot of people than holding on. I know it's true for myself sometimes. And you talk about, and I thank you for jump-starting us to be our authentic self, but sometimes, you know, the discernment isn't that easy throughout the day for people. You know, I love your practical tip about what feels light versus heavy, but for people that are listening that maybe have a hard time with that discernment of their true self versus, you know, different voice, the world, the past, the junk that we need to dump, can you give us a few more tips about discerning that, you know, that distinguishing from what's worthwhile to follow and what we need to let go?
Absolutely. So a really easy tool is that you just stand up straight and you ask yourself, does this feel light? And if your body moves forward, even slightly, it's a yes. If it's like, and yes, in a lightness, it's like moving forward is like, yeah, this is light. If you're like, is this light? And your body moves back, it's like, no, this is heavy. So it's a really cool tool to use to just tune in. Is this a lighter direction? Is this in the direction I should go in alignment with my highest good? And you kind of move forward. It's like, yeah, this is a good one for you. If you ask and you kind of lean back a little bit, it's like, nope. And this is discerning. And yet also, I want you all to remember that you are the creators of your world, meaning you have a deep sense of knowingness inside at all times. When you are choosing to play the game of life and live in a world where you just react to it again, where you're just like, I'm just going to go and this seems to be working for these people over here, so I'm going to go try that. This works for these people over here, I'm going to try that. You're really stepping into a world of allowing yourself in a way to get stepped all over, because you've given your power away by saying, well, I'm going to go just kind of dump into all these other energies and be a part of the reaction of it all. So how do you not do that? Well, you guys, the power of intention is very, very, very strong. So the first thing is you set your intention. My focus for today is to be my superhero self. My focus is to be clear of what is light for me and what path is clear for me and what is hard or would be a road that wouldn't serve my highest good. We don't give enough credit to intention. Okay, so your mind of the past is going to say, what's intention? I mean, how is that really going to help us? Your heart of the whole you is going to say, it's going to help us a lot. If you just set your intention to be clear today, to be clear about what serves your highest good, you've already opened a whole treasure chest of energy that will guide you throughout your day. So I'm here to show everyone it's way easier than you're making it out to be. Mm-hmm. So simplicity is 3 deep breaths in the morning, an easy mantra of I am amazing. If you say nothing else, I'm amazing. Feet on the ground. I'm setting my intention that today I am so aware of the magic of who I really am. And when I question it, I'll stop and I'll ask and I'll lean forward for a lightness. I'll lean backwards for a heaviness. I feel really great with that. Okay, now then you can add more to it and you can say, all right, here's a good one. I have this in my book as well. It's really fun to pick out a symbol or a sign and you get to choose it. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to choose a rainbow, or I'm going to choose a butterfly, or I'm going to choose a ladybug or a penny. I'm going to choose a sign for the day. So let's say you chose a rainbow. You're like, whenever I see a rainbow, it's going to give me the confirmation and I'm going to feel in my heart jolly energy, you know, bubbling all throughout. That's just going to show me I'm doing this right. Okay. Because as humans, we like feedback. We want to know that we're doing this journey right. So pick a symbol today. And 99% of the time, the symbol will come today. The 1% of those that I know about, it comes tomorrow. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as time and space. It's all blending together. So allow yourself to choose a symbol. And when you receive it, you're going to feel that amazing energy that when you feel it, it's going to be the reminder of the truth of who you really are.
Mm. And, you know, I really do think that symbols, and I love how you ask us all to do that. See, everybody, we can do that right now. We can all pick a symbol. You know, in different languages, people say different words, but if everybody's looking at the same picture in their mind, they're seeing the same picture. They're just, you know, defining it in a different language, but pictures are the universal language, and it's so powerful. So, you know, I think that is such a great thing to do. I am wondering, and the inspiration is overwhelming, I'm wondering if somebody feels maybe like, hey, you know, this is great. Kelly is, you know, she's had this near-death experience and she's really connected, and I'm gonna do these breaths tomorrow morning, but maybe somebody's suffering from, you know, something really difficult, something that's, you know, a heavy depression, or maybe they just lost a loved one, or maybe, you know, they looked at too much news. I know I have to shut the news off sometimes because every time I look at the news report, it's like, oh, gosh, this isn't good. You know, how can you help someone in that particular situation? What would you say to them?
Yeah, good question. So the whole idea here, you guys, is that you're the one who gets to make a choice in your life. So far, I'm going to assume that you've been living your life in a place of reacting to what's going on all around you. You watch the news and you react. You have a news of a death of a loved one and you react. You have a child who's in school who's failing because they're doing their thing, but you're a parent and you're reacting. I mean, every day and every second there's an opportunity to react to what's happening outside of you. But if you're going into your day, let's say you have a red hat you put on and it goes over your face and it's like a mask, and you're only looking at your world every day with this red mask hat on, and then life happens and you react to it, and then you get really mad because you're like, ugh, this is so annoying, this is so frustrating. Depression comes from constantly putting the mask on and having to wear a costume out in the world, when every single one of you listening knows inside there is no need for the mask. There is no need to put on a costume and be something different than what you innately know inside. So depression or anything that you just brought up, when you are reacting to it, it's because you actually have told yourself, I have no choice in my life. So what I'm here to do in the world, this has nothing to do with me having a near-death experience or not. It has to do with me watching people for 37 years of really trying to figure out this maze of life and being in kind of like a mousetrap. And so I'm here to remind you guys that it's all about new perspectives. So just know, just by listening, you guys are opening up to a new perspective. And the new perspective is, I have a choice. So we've talked already about some examples of choices. I have a choice that when I wake up, I will take 3 breaths of air with a mantra. I have a choice that when I put my feet on the ground and walk into the world today, I'm going to choose a symbol to confirm to me I'm amazing. I'm going to choose today to stop when I question something and choose, is this a light or a heavy thought? I'm going to choose to see my life today from a new perspective. And what I love about this work is that you guys don't need to be in the conclusion of your question. When you can actually allow yourself just to open up and live in the question, like, for example, what else is possible in my life? And you just ask a question and live in the question, you're not going to the judgment or the conclusion of it. You're not going, well, I think I know because, and then all of a sudden you're back in the mousetrap. And then you wonder, why am I still depressed? It's because you're trying to go to the grocery store, buy the brownie mix, go home, put all your ingredients in, make it, cook it, eat it all yourself, and then you go, oh, why do I feel so heavy and sick? Because I just did all this. And you did it all by yourself. You thought you were all alone and had no one to help you. And so these are the ideas of things that get piled on top of each other that lead to depression or lead to when a loved one passes away, you're already so taxed and fatigued and tired in your life that all of a sudden you have a breakdown. But when you have a breakdown, you don't know what to do after that. So you just kind of go back into your world on autopilot and try to adjust again. It's the struggle of living in a world where you guys think there's only one perspective to live by. And you're following like sheep, all following each other, thinking that someone's going to be able to tell me something different, right? But it's like you're shutting down your connection to the you. Nobody else has to do it for you. You get to recognize today. No more excuses because you're listening to the show. You get to recognize today, oh, I have a choice to expand my heart open, expand my mind open. I get to choose a symbol to help me feel better. I get to choose that this depression is not something I want to rest in the energy of anymore. I get to choose one emotion that's higher than depression. And you just get to say, and my philosophy, you guys, it's not something that's taught all over the planet, okay? I'm all about ask and you shall receive. Ask your higher self for help. I'm depressed right now, and I am asking to be shown how do I step out of this depression into my real life. Now, I want to be clear that there are many that will say, yeah, but I pray all the time and I never get any results. Well, I definitely beg to differ because when you do ask, you always receive. However, how open you are to actually receiving through your awareness that of which is coming your way to show you how to get out of depression, for example, when you simply do the morning routine that I presented, and in my book I have lots of examples. I break everything down very simply. I show you exactly, even in italics, verbatim what you can say, what you can do. I mean, my book is very much a how-to book, how to do all of this step by step. Then you're already putting yourself in the momentum of change. You're willing to do it. And the whole universe conspires behind you to move the momentum to support you in that direction. So we're not talking about you needing to go out and know how to move a boulder. We're saying that boulder is all the mind traps that you have in your life. But if you just rest against it and you go, hey, universe, hey, divine self of who I really am, can you help me move this out of the way? Because it doesn't serve me any longer. Guess what? You will receive billions of energies to support you. And all you need to do is put your finger on it and gently nudge it. I mean, how great is that?
That is pretty great. And I love how you I love how you say we always get that answer, whether we realize it or not, or maybe we're not aware of it. But, you know, the idea that we are always available for a new choice. And I don't think it's an accident that people listen to this show. I do think that it's a divine appointment for everybody, and that can be an answer to a prayer, can it not?
Exactly.
Just being here right now, hearing all this, you know, this can be the key that unlocks that door. I just, you know, I'm looking at the time, and I see that we're running out of it, which I can't believe. It's been going by so fast. So I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you if you wanted to just take a moment to let people know how to reach you, how to get your book. I know that you do a lot of one-on-one coaching sessions and so forth to help people on this inward journey. Do you want to just share that before I ask my next question? Because I have a few more that I want to get in before we run out of time.
Sure, I'll be brief. Yeah, so my website is my name. It's kellycanull.com. That's K-E-L-L-Y. CANULL.com. The first thing I invite everyone to do on the right-hand side is sign up for my inspiring newsletter. When you sign up for that, you will instantly be guided to a MP3 guided meditation that will take you on your own experiential inward journey to clear some of your blocks right then and there. It's about 9 minutes long, and it's all embedded with so much love and light. So that's the first thing. And then my site is a blog site, so take some time to really read some of the inspiring messages. Those are the ones that you'll also be receiving in your newsletter energy. My work is very unique because I set the energetics in all of my work, whether you're visiting my website, receiving my newsletter, or taking any of my programs or services. I am holding a very high vibration to show you what's possible for you. So it activates that love and light inside of you. So on the top bar of my website, you'll see where to buy my book. You'll see my programs, my services, and I have a number of them. I have a wonderful 21 days of healing that I offer, always with different titles, a newest one coming up in mid-August. And this is basically 21 days of holding high vibrational energy for you to assist you in your transformations. I also have a six-month coaching program where you work one-on-one with me. Very powerful, very intense, changes every area of your life and really gives you the time and space to integrate all this information. I offer free 30-minute consultations for everyone interested in that so that you can have a direct experience of my work, because it's really about going in and really, you know, moving into the experiential. How is this really going to shift me? So we just go right in and have that. So my email contact information is also on my site where you can request a 30-minute consultation. And then I've also got in motion right now a beautiful program that will be coming out in October of this year that's going to really take all the stuff that I'm talking about for those that are like, okay, Kelly, can you hold my hand? Can you walk me through each of these steps? Well, that is actually being created right now. So October of this year, you can also be looking for that on my website. And how, you know, so you don't have to be like, how am I going to remember that? Well, sign up today on the newsletter. I keep everyone informed of everything on the newsletter. But the newsletter isn't just about me telling you what's going on. It's actually tips, guidance, advice. in the world today about how to be your most magnificent self. So that's what I have to say for all of you. The resources are absolutely here. I'm always here in the highest love, light, and order, and there's all kinds of ways that you can make sure that you are participating in this high vibration, which ultimately is here to assist you in remembering and awakening to that of who you really are.
And you also have a really great, I just want people to know, you have a great fan page on Facebook for people that are on Facebook, and you've got a lot of followers there. And you give some really nice updates on that as well. So I just wanted to add that in.
Thank you. Well, remind me of that one too. Yeah, social media.
Yeah,
Facebook,
because there's
fan
thousands
page.
Of people, the Best People We Know Club, they're all over at Kelly Canole's fan page. Yeah, there are really some great tips there. You know, it's probably hard to say, is there one thing that you've learned from this experience and doing this work for so many years and meeting so many thousands of people? But I have to imagine that there probably is something that resonates in your heart that you want to leave listeners with. I don't know, you know, if you can just pick one thing, but, you know, is there one thing that, you know, people, you know, don't know that they don't know, that will really help them begin this inward journey and apply all these practical tips, which I thank you so much for, to begin this new choice to celebrating being the best person you were created to be?
Yeah, you know what's coming up for me when you ask that is that everyone feels like they're all alone. Everyone feels like, you know, my husband or my friends or my family, they're not really into self-growth. So I kind of better hide that I'm doing this. And then you kind of go and there's options out there. And what ends up is people just don't even take any steps because they're like, God, this is going to be too hard and this is going to take too much time and no one's really going to be around me and support me. And ultimately what I can say is everyone feels like they are all alone. I mean, how could that be when there's 23,000 people listening to the same radio show? There's thousands and thousands of people who are going, I feel all alone in this, right? It's really what's happened in the world is everyone thinks they're all alone. So the first thing I want to tell you guys is when you can allow yourself to move into your heart in the practice I've shared today, you can realize that it's okay to move out of the belief system that you're all alone. And actually, what I want to invite you to is not what's scary, which is kind of scary for people to think, I need to go connect with another human and tell them what's going on in my life. I actually don't advise that. What I advise is that you have an all-encompassing, loving, divine, unconditionally loving part of you. When you tune into that part of you first, you will be unconditionally, as I said, loved. And that's what everyone's looking for initially. I just want to go from feeling I'm separate and alone and isolated and no one gets me and I have to hide all this and I got to struggle and life is horrible to who's my best friend? You may not even think your significant other is your best friend in this moment, right? And so then there's even more separation. So what's the one thing in every single person on this planet's life that I can tell you, you can tune into and it will unconditionally give you love is your own divine self. So setting the intention to tune into that is the first step. Because why not go from 0 to 1,000 right away? Why not go to the ultimate source that's not going to judge the experience of your life? And when you embrace that and you really sink into that energy day in and day out, you're going to start laughing. And you're going to start attracting people that are of like mind and like heart. But what happens right now is that most people are surrounding themselves with life experiences. Doesn't mean the people you're surrounding yourself with are bad or horrible or right or wrong. It just means you're experiencing a life experience of attracting people that are into drama and stories. And when you're really honest with yourself, you're kind of like, I don't really like this anymore. So either one or two things ends up happening. You either isolate yourself or you stay in those relationships and friendships, et cetera, and you're really unhappy. So why not do the best of the best of the best, which is say thank you to everyone for being in your life, but you're going to go on an inward journey and connect into the utmost unconditionally loving self of who you are and come back out from that space, expanding your light, and then you will see your life from a new perspective and you'll go, oh my gosh, everything was gray yesterday and now it's brilliant, vivid colors, and everyone is now going to react to my energy field, which is expansive and loving and free and vivacious, and it comes from you drinking from the nectar of the divine self of who you are. That's the source to choose to live your life from. And then everything changes as a result of that. So that's what I would say to everyone, because I know where everyone feels they are. Oh, man, I got to, you know, even if I do these tools and get your book, Kelly, I'm still kind of all alone. And I have to hide this from my significant other that I'm even doing it because they're not going to change. Don't worry about all that stuff. Don't worry about all that stuff. Be willing to step out into this new paradigm, this new wave of your being. These are the words I like to use because it is a new time and it's a new wave. And what I am here on the planet to do is basically say this in a nutshell. Hey, look, you've been living your life in an old paradigm. It worked for you for a long time, but you know it no longer serves you. So are you ready to learn how to move out of the old paradigm? That's the first huge component. And then once you learn how to move out of the new paradigm, are you ready to learn how to live your life in the new paradigm? That's my work on the planet. I'm showing through all my programs, services, anything I'm doing, I'm going, look, who you really are is amazing. You just forgot that in the old paradigm. You find yourself stuck or in a holding pattern right now because you know your old world's not working for you anymore, but you're just not sure how to move into the new paradigm. And even a part of you is scared to be in the new world of who you could be because you're like, I don't know where the instruction manual is for that. So rest assured, you guys, myself and many others on the planet, we know who we are. We know that we have stepped out in the forefront of the world. And like I said, 37 years I've been doing this work since I was 6 weeks old. We are in a position where we've laid the groundwork to say, look, here's how you live in it. And it's so much easier and so much more fun. So don't be afraid to step into what you think is the unknown, because there's groundwork done. There's a foundation that, like I said, myself and many others, whoever you're attracted to, they know how to assist you in stepping firmly into this new life. So just by me communicating all of this, it should bring you guys a mental massage. It should help you just like, oh, I feel like I can let go a little bit more. I feel like a sense of relief. I'm not all out here by myself having to figure this all out. Oh, my gosh, there's so much support for me. So just take a deep breath right now and just sink into that awareness that you are very loved and very supported. And whatever avenue you walk from this moment forward, it will support you in showing you how to live your life from the most magnificent self of who you really are.
Oh, wow. I tell you, I just feel it's so soothing just to hear your voice and everything that you've said. Just, and I'm sure it is for so many other people as well. And I love your message and your, just real soothing energy, I think, of knowing that we're not alone and we can be our own best friend and we need to be our own best friend.
Yeah.
And we should be first in some practical tips that you've given us. So, wow. So anybody listening, KellyKnoll.com and get the book. Sign up for that newsletter so that you can get all those worry-free updates and tips and your new system that's coming out in October and all of the great things that you're doing. And thank you for being such a blessing and sharing your shine with us today. And I know that you'll be coming back and sharing more because it is a process and it's exciting and it's really the discovering of ourselves. What could be better than that? And when we're our best, everybody around us is our best too. So if If you've enjoyed the show, get in touch with Kelly. And again, she has a great Facebook fan page as well. Her book, her newsletter, KellyKnoll.com. And you can also take this show, share it with a friend. If you have somebody that you know or you're thinking of, that inspiration, you know, I should share this with, you know, Mary or Sue or somebody in the family or, you know, whoever it is. Follow through on that divine inspiration. You can share this link with them, or you can go to iTunes, Best People We Know Radio Show, and you can download Kelly's show. Give it a rating if you'd like. I love reading about people's comments. It's always a lot of fun. And, you know, repetition is scientifically, repetition is a great way of learning. And there might be something that you hear the first time or the second time or even the third time that you didn't hear another time. So, you know, listen to the show again, and it's free. You can get it on iTunes, and it's a great service. And just thank you so much, Kelly, for sharing all of your gifts with us, because we have to help each other, and that's the only way it works.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. And I really love your last point. Truly, when you re-listen to this, you will hit different layers like an onion and levels. And like I said, all my work is always embedded with beautiful energy to activate awareness that you have no idea it's going to do. So it's such a great energetic gift you can give yourself by re-listening over and over again. So that was a great reminder. And I love being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, Best People We Know Club members, we all support each other and we help each other. And it's just a great journey and it's a lot of fun. And I always, you know, I love people that help us not give up 5 minutes before the miracle, because it could just be around the corner and it's not an accident that you were listening today. Well, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, as I always like to close, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. And Kelly is helping us definitely do all of that. So go out, make it a great day, be a blessing, know that you're blessed, and tomorrow, this moment, change happens right now in an instant. So thank you very much for listening and joining us. Share the show with a friend. Keep us going and growing. And we look forward to seeing you next time tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott.
Thank you.
For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.